so just a quick reminder. It is December. As a matter of fact, by the time you're listening to this podcast, it's probably mid to late December. I only mention this because, well, time has had a way of getting away from us in 2020, and sometimes it hits us in the face when we realize something like, oh, the holidays are coming up. A big winter break is coming up. What I'm saying is it might be hard to get into the holiday season around December and the new year in January. The rhythms we're normally in this time of year are different, just like everything else. And one thing that's changing, if my reading of recent news stories is correct, is that along with many other things, Santa Claus has gone virtual this year. Yes, it seems that jolly old Saint Nick is making some socially distanced visits this year, connecting with curious kids via Zoom and other video conferencing services. And reading this, I have to be a little proud. You see, here at TCEA, we have a special relationship with Santa Claus. We've been working with him for several years, in fact, and in fact, 2020 marks the sixth year that we have hosted a virtual live chat with Santa himself. And if you're listening to this podcast thinking, wait a minute, did I miss the virtual chat with the man himself? Well, yeah, you missed the live version of it. But like a holiday miracle, we are connecting you to some highlights this week. That's right, in the EdTech Club, we are picking some of the best Q's and A's from our live virtual chat with Santa Claus, and getting you geared up for a season that is supposed to be about joy, about reconnecting, about taking a break and feeling inspired and all those kinds of good holiday things. By the way, if you're an educator thinking about refreshing, renewing, revitalizing, I've got some ideas for you, but we'll save that for the end of the show. First, I want to get you connected with the man in the red suit. So, our special guest for this meeting of the EdTech Club, in a sense, is Santa Claus. We're going to see what these curious students had to ask jolly old Saint Nick and how he answered, and some insights on how to deliver presents to every young person in the world in a time of global pandemic. So, we're getting into the holiday spirit in this meeting of the EdTech Club, and it all starts right now. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the EdTech Club, the podcast from TCEA. I'm Andrew Rausch, and happy holidays to everyone out there. I hope the end of this year is going well for you, and if I know one thing that can improve it, it's a visit from Santa Claus. Now, in our live stream, he started out by reading a story to our students. We change the story every year, and this year was a really delightful one you might be familiar with. It's the story of Santa Mouse from the book Santa Mouse, written by Michael Brown and illustrated by Elfrieda DeWitt. Some of you may know the story, but in summary, in brief, it's one about a little mouse with a lot of imagination and a lot of generosity.
Now, through the years, this little mouse had saved something very special, a piece of cheese, the kind that would make an angel want to sing. On Christmas Eve, he brushed his teeth and he washed his paws, and he thought, my goodness, no one gives a gift to Santa Claus. He ran to get his pretty cheese, and after he found it, the paper from some chewing gum, he quickly wrapped it.
Okay, now I won't spoil the story for you. I want you to go out and experience it for yourself. And besides, the real appeal of getting Santa Claus live in front of you is to ask him the questions you want answers to. When the big man from up north is there talking with you, you gotta take the opportunity to ask about, well, how Santa manages his international logistics operation. Maybe a bit about his day-to-day life. Here's what students from across the nation had to ask Santa.
What do you really want me to leave to you to eat on Christmas Eve? Oh, that's Julie from Athens, ISD. Well, Julie, you know, I do like the cookies quite a bit. As you can tell from my waistline this year, I may enjoy them a little bit too much. This year I learned about a special cookie called a snickerdoodle. I hope you try one this year. They're very, very nice. Let's see. Is your Santa suit too hot to visit you in Texas? Well, we actually have a nice Santa suit that Mrs. Claus and the elves make for us. and we wash them every time we wear them. But as far as the heat part of it, it does get a little bit warm over in the Texas area, especially down near El Paso or down along the Gulf coastline of Texas. That humidity really does mess up my beer too. And the next question falls right into that one from Ryan at Friendship ISD. Do you like to go to the beach? Oh yes, I love to go to the beach. It's along the Texas beach lines. They're very beautiful down there. And of course, we'd like to go over to California and Florida as well. But in the North Pole area, it's a little too cold to put your toes inside there. How do you get past my dogs without them barking? Chelsea from over at Overdale Elementary. Oh, Santa loves all the furry pets. And the pets love Santa as well. And of course, a little treat doesn't hurt. We've been known to give some quite nice treats for them. But the reindeer like to visit with them as well. Let's see here. What's the next question for you? What do you do for vacation? That's Mrs. Strange first grade class. Along with the Gulf Coastline, I do like to fish quite a bit. Oh, there's nothing like a big, nice, tasty trout out there also for Mr. and Mrs. Claw to enjoy. And of course, we do like to enjoy the sunshine too. It's a little hard to get a lot of sunshine up there at the North Pole. So we like the beaches to go out and hang out sometimes. You might even see me every once in a while. Do elves start to work in December, or do they work all year round? That's Brandy B. Actually, Christmas is a year-round event, and we have to get prepared even in January. Once we finish up the Christmas delivery, it's back to work for Mr. and Mrs. Claus and all the elves in the workshop. Let's see here. What with all of the ways to get into the house, why do you use the chimney? Well, it's so easy to get down the chimneys. My body is made just for that chimney. Not too big, not too small, just right. But it does make a mess sometimes. Do you ever shave your beard? Oh, no. Well, we have to keep that beard nice and warm because it keeps me on the sleigh. Keeps me nice and warm in my travels. The last time I shaved off my beard, I found a third chin underneath there. And that wasn't very nice at all. But no, I keep my beard nice and full and nice and fluffed up. And nice and pretty and shiny for the boys and girls to recognize me with. How come Santa doesn't get a stomach ache from eating all the cookies and milk? Mrs. Holland's pre-K class from over at Taylor, Texas. Well, I've had lots of practice eating lots and lots of cookies, and I think that's what gets me through the evening. But even with eating that many cookies, every once in a while I notice a little tummy ache up there, but I just make sure that I get lots of good carrots and food and everything when I get back to Mrs. Claus. Are there any big mountains with snow on them at the North Pole? Oh, there's a whole range of mountains across the North Pole. As if you look on the Google Maps, actually out there, there's a lot of the mountains that are covered with ice tops year-round. And it's absolutely gorgeous up there. Do you have any trouble saying any of your sounds when you were little? Actually, Santa's a little bit dyslexic. He turns words around a little bit, like the would be E-H-T. A little hard to read sometimes, as you noticed when I was reading the story. But I take my time, I practice, and I like to make sure that I say all the words correctly.
And in keeping with this year's story theme with Santa Mouse, they had plenty of questions about all of the critters up at the North Pole.
Do you have any pets besides the reindeer? Oh, there's lots of dogs and cats running around the North Pole up here as well. But the reindeer, they're our special friends, and kind of like a workhorse for us. Let's see what the next question is for you. Have you ever tried using other animals to guide your sleigh? That's Mixed Legs class. Well, we don't have too many other options up here at the North Pole. Reindeer are our best commodity up here for pulling our sleigh. And they're, like I said, the workhorses for Santa. Dogs and cats are a little bit too small, and mice are very, very small as well. So we use the reindeer. They're our powerhouse up here. How do you get your reindeer? Oh, the reindeer have to try out for the positions. And of course, the reindeer, we have a power lead team, and of course we have the pulling team. And so everybody has a special duty in the reindeer team that we have. Let's see here. What's your favorite sport? That's a very good question. I like football, I like soccer, I like tennis. I think I like all the sports, but as far as what we'd like to do at the North Pole, we play reindeer games with the reindeer. It keeps us very fit. And of course, they always like to rub it in that they win all the time. Who's in charge of feeding the reindeer? Oh, well, the reindeer let us know very quickly that they haven't been fed. So our elves take care of the reindeer, and of course Santa makes sure that everyone's taken care of up there.
We've got to remember Santa's role in all of this. He is the guy who decides if you get presents. So, naturally, some of the questions were a little more personally motivated.
How can we make sure we're on the nice list? Oh, that's a hard one. Well, Santa has his magic list with all the boys and girls' names on there. I was laughing the other day. I showed somebody the list and they said, I can't see it. Well, that's where Christmas magic comes into play. Only Santa can see the list. We don't want to embarrass anybody out there, right? But as far as making sure that you're on the list, all you have to do is ask. Just come by and see me. Do you love us all? Kinsey from Friendship ISD. Oh, Santa loves all the boys and girls out there, and all the mom and dads as well. I've been doing this for quite some time, and we have that naughty and nice list, but we, most of our young boys and girls are always on the good list out there. Mom and dads have trained you very well. Is your school principal on the nice list? Oh, is our school principal on the nice list? Oh, that's a tricky question right there. But yes, they are. I love the school educators. They're my favorite. They're always teaching the boys and the girls about what they need in life out there.
Santa even weighed in on some insightful tech questions, probably of interest to members of the EdTech Club.
How do you incorporate robotics into your workshops? Well, Santa's been going high tech for quite some time. We have earbuds to keep track of the elves, and of course, cell phone technology. But as far as the robots for making the gifts, oh, those are handmade by our elves. They're very good at what they've done, and they've done it for generations to, and many generations to come as well.
Now, naturally, in this year of 2020, plenty of new types of questions arose. And as an educator, you know well that students can have pretty insightful questions at times like this.
Do the elves go to school? That's Spencer over in Murchison High School, or Murchison ISD. Well, actually, the elves just got out of school. They have to keep we continue education hours up. They're learning about COVID and the mask and the plexiglasses and cleaning up things, and oh my goodness, there's a lot to learn. But I imagine you're doing the same thing. How is Santa going to safely visit all the houses during a pandemic? That's Samantha from Polk Elementary in El Paso. Well, just like everyone else, we're going to school to learn about all this. And of course, we wear gloves like everyone else does. We have a shield to wear, just like a mask would be for you. It also keeps the snow and rain out of my face when we're driving the sleigh, so we've been using that for many, many years. But just like everyone, we're having to make sure that we're taking precautionary measures. How do you socially distance at the North Pole with Mrs. Claus and yourself and the elves and all the reindeer? That's Solomon from United ISD. Well, it's pretty quiet up here at the North Pole already. The houses are quite far apart, but we also take precautionary measures like everyone else is doing. We also wear the mask and, of course, wash our hands and socialize. And, you know, we have to make sure that if you are sick, you make sure that somebody knows about it so the doctors can take care of you.
Okay, so we wanted to give you a little preview of this conversation and spread a little holiday joy. And while I know you'd love to listen to old Kris Kringle for hours, unfortunately, he's pretty busy this time of year. But as always, our thanks to Santa Claus for helping TCEA spread a little cheer to all the young people and educators who took part.
Happy holidays to you from Mr. and Mrs. Claus and all the elves at the North Pole. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Of course, if all you want for Christmas is to see our full chat with Santa Good News, we've got that gift wrapped and ready to go. You can watch it anytime on YouTube. Just head over to YouTube and look for TCEA or search Santa in our Tech Notes blog at blog.tcea.org. Now, I know you're just about as busy as our special guest this time of the year, so consider this just a friendly reminder. There's still time to register for the 2021 TCEA Convention and Exposition in partnership with IdeaCon, if you haven't already. It's an all-virtual event that'll give you the inspiration, renewal, refreshment that you get from a convention like TCEA, including exhibit halls from TCEA and IdeaCon you can explore, plenty of CPE hours to collect on your own time with self-paced learning, daily digital interactive social events, solution circles for the topics that you're really interested in, and so much more. You can check out all the details over at convention.tcea.org. That's also where you can register. And don't forget to check out all of this year's sessions. You can search by your role in education and find sessions that are just right for you. It definitely makes a great gift and could make a great gift for your whole education team. But hey, don't be afraid to treat yourself, too. And don't forget, prices go up in early January. So if you're about to go into your winter break, don't let this slip off your radar. Okay, that's it for this week, but we will be back next week for another meeting of the EdTech Club to spread a little educational holiday cheer. But until that time, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.org.